Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, and take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. Let it out. As you continue to breathe in, imagine God breathing his very breath of life into your body. Filling you, enlivening you, energizing you, and as you breathe out, just allow the worries and fears, concerns, responsibilities and tasks for the day to just slowly leave your brain and exit the room. Center your attention on Jesus. And in your own way, just ask for God to be present and to speak as we meditate on and pray through his word. Paul writes in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, if anyone thinks that he or she has reason for confidence in accumulation and fleshly accomplishments, I have more reason than they do. However, whatever gain I had, I counted it as loss for the sake of my Messiah, Jesus. Indeed, I count everything as loss in view of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things this world values and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, that I may know him Take a moment and ask God's Spirit to reveal to you things in your life that you have gained, accomplishments, a position, a title, a status. Something in your bank account, a reputation. Things that through hard work, effort, creativity, ingenuity, that you've gained. The respect of your peers, admiration of others, ask God to reveal something or a few things that you actually value. Whether you know it consciously or not. What would it look like, or what might it feel like? To count that thing or those things as loss. How valuable would knowing Jesus have to be? How surpassing would the worth of abiding in Him, being with Him, have to be? To view those things as loss. Holy Spirit, would you reveal to us anything that might be getting in the way of our desire to know Jesus more? Whatever gain I had, I counted it as loss for the sake of Jesus. Indeed, I count everything as loss in view of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. God, would you help us to grasp the surpassing worth of knowing you? Would you spark, would you ignite that desire in our hearts and minds to know you, to be found in you? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and that I may share in his sufferings. God, would you reveal in our hearts our desire to avoid pain, difficulty, discomfort, suffering. And Lord, would you increase our desire to know you, that it might dwarf our desire to avoid pain. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and that I may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Jesus, my Messiah, has made me his own. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting the accomplishments and accumulation that lies behind, and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Spirit, show us what is getting in the way of our created desire to know Jesus intimately, completely, not just in his life, but also in his sufferings, in his death and resurrection. Would you reveal to us the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus? How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 days elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Lord, would you unearth that desire, that created longing? That yearning to be with you, to abide in the vine, to know you intimately to be near you, to be connected to you, to be filled with you. God, would you help us to be willing to let go of whatever is getting in the way, knowing that in view of the reality of being with you, whatever it is insignificant. No matter how valuable it might be, it is dwarfed by the value of knowing you, of being in your presence, of drinking from the well of living water, of feasting on the bread of life. Of being with you. In our own strength, we are too weak. So help us, Lord. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who gave himself for us. Amen.